Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast, wherever you are, whenever you might be listening. Thank you so much for making us part of your day today. Parker Kern here, as always, alongside my good friend and our pastor, Father Jeff Macbeth. Father, the jacket has come out today. It's officially fall.
Yeah.
Happy fall, y'all.
I know. It's a little cold in here, so I thought I needed to do that.
I mean, like you say, it's always cold in the building.
That's true.
But today, I made the choice of wearing shorts and a short sleeve polo.
Yeah,
today,
I haven't worn short sleeves here in like 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, just cold.
I think I'd like to think I have a high tolerance for cold, but I just...
You're putting it to the test.
I'm regretting it. Mm-hmm. I'm regretting it right now. And as I'm sitting here with my cold Diet Coke, another product placement for
Coca-Cola
Corporation.
Yeah.
I'm kind of regretting it, you know, but that's okay.
We can dig through Lost and Found or something.
I'd like...
There's always a coat hanging up that belongs to somebody.
I'm good on that, man. I don't know. I wish... You know how cars have heated seats?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be cool if they had office chairs that had heated seat capabilities?
Well, they probably have those, but...
But they're probably like $7,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, maybe for Christmas.
So, can I get one, or... You gonna approve that? No.
You need a...
That was a long pause. I'm gonna say no on that. I'm gonna assume that's not an approved expense.
Yeah,
that's okay. I'll make do.
We'll talk to the finance council about that.
That'll be great. I'll personally go present that one.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'll bring slides and everything.
Yeah,
please. Yeah, no. You're good.
I think so.
You're good.
I think so. Yeah, can't complain. But you know, just yeah, it's we're full on into the. And the things.
I was going to say your half birthday just happened, but that's actually next month.
Yeah.
I'm a month ahead.
You are.
But that's okay. Do you
sometimes just for fun, I'll give a half birthday, you know, cuz when you're little, you know, I mean, of course when you're little, like 6 months is a big percent of your life.
Yeah.
Like if you're 4 or 5. So like 4.5 or something like that, 5.5, so like, how old are you? Oh, I'm 47 and a half. It's funny.
It is funny. No, I still
don't do it all the time, but once in a while, if I remember, I kind of like to bust that one out.
That's fine. No, yeah. It's good. I mean, that's how old you are.
Yeah.
I mean, by definition.
That's
you know,
right.
47 and a half.
Yeah. If you said like 47 and three quarters,
yeah,
I don't know if
that'd
be
a little weird.
Fun. Yeah.
That's a little weird.
But, you know, we use the half. I think that's...
Yeah.
That's sort of just funny enough.
So I take it you're not a big celebrator of the half birthday? Not anymore.
No, I'm not actually even a big celebrator of the birthday.
Yeah, I know that. Maybe you're more...
You know what? I should celebrate the half birthday even more.
I think we should do that.
And make that like the big...
What day is your half birthday this
blowout.
Year?
Blowout.
Let's see.
Day of the week?
It's election day.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Vote for me.
Vote for Father Jeff.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we'll remember that.
We'll do something.
Oh yeah, we'll have something for you, cake or something. We'll have half a cake
for
half birthday.
Yeah.
Now, see, that's something.
That could be a whole thing.
Yeah.
You could get a job as a half birthday planner.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is that you just basically, if you make one cake, you've sort of satisfied two customers. You just have to make sure that they want the same cake.
Well, and the fact that like I'm a twin, like we could each have a half.
Oh yeah. You could ship the other half to
Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it would make it, but
probably not. But no. You know, sometimes it's a thought that matters.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually excited. Speaking of cake, I'm excited in a couple of weeks, two Sundays from now. So the 19th, obviously my anniversary. Marissa and I are going to dig out our wedding cake
because
we put it in the freezer. That's tradition.
Yeah, and I've heard that's a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not looking forward to tasting it, but I'm looking forward to the act of.
I think it'll be fine
doing it.
I think I've done that. I think I've done that before. I think when my cousin, you know, was married, it was like she busted out the wedding cake.
Yeah.
A year later, and it was fine.
No, the cake was great when we had it. It was like fantastic.
I think it'll be if you sealed it well, it should be fine.
It is in one of those very nice like Rubbermaid. Mm-hmm. Like we didn't mess around with that. We got a really nice one to put it in.
And the added bonus is it'll get out of your freezer.
That is true. That is true because you need the room.
Yes.
You need the space.
Yeah.
I mean, there's never too much space in the freezer because you know, like you have people don't plan. I'm sure you experience this too. They don't pack things well in the stores for like eating for 1 to 2 people.
Right.
You know, like for example, the other night we had hot dogs and you buy hot dogs in a pack of 8 and you buy buns in a pack of 10, which makes no sense.
Yeah.
But that's, and then you just, you're a slave to whatever they have for you, but then you eat your You know, I think we had four. We had two each, but they were good.
That's not ridiculous.
Nathan's, you know, Nathan. Yeah. I love Nathan's hot dogs. But, you know, you eat them and then you're like, well, what do you, you're not going to have hot dogs tomorrow right. or this week. So you put them in the freezer, mm-hmm. right? And the same with the buns. It's like, okay, we had our buns. Now we right. got six left over. And, you know, I'm not too proud to say that sometimes during the week, if I need a little lunch sandwich, I'll just throw some peanut butter on that hot dog bun and call it a
it's bread,
call it
know?
A day. But yeah, it's the same thing. But still, it's like you got a lot of just waste, right? So
yeah, I don't know. And there's very little in my because of my lifestyle and just like you said, you know, kind of on your own. Like there's very little in my fridge, but there's my freezer is packed.
Yes,
you know, and so I take just a little bit at a time that I need, and so most. Like refrigerators, the fridge is big and the freezer is smaller. Yeah. I wish it existed where it was like the opposite.
Where
the bulk of it was the freezer and the smaller percent was the fridge portion.
Or
that,
at least,
that would suit me better anyway.
No, I totally agree.
I can't be the only market for this.
No, Catholic, I mean, that's a pretty good market, you know, yeah. number one. But yeah, no, I think even half and half. Right.
Yeah.
Like, cause
let's at least balance it. Let's start there.
Cause we have the, you know, we just have the tower, right? You don't mm-hmm. have the French door. Do you have the French door?
No, I have the two sides. They have their own door.
Yeah. The French door. Right. I think that's what it's called. I don't know. But yeah, if you could have more of the freezer part
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, sort of shrink the side
exactly.
that has the refrigerator or
exactly.
in our case, we have the stack, you know, like mm-hmm. the freezers on top and the refrigerators on the bottom. If you could have that kind of that line come down a little bit
yeah.
where they separate.
The worst is the freezer on the bottom.
That's
tough.
Yeah, my in-laws have that. I'm always yeah. like, I always go into the, because my parents had the French door. They mm-hmm. always had French door when I was a kid, when I was, you know, so I'm always used to going on the left side.
Mm.
So when I go to my in-laws to like, you know, if we're having a cocktail or something mm-hmm. with ice or something, you pull out the left side and, mm-hmm. you know, I got mustard, mayo, and milk. It's like, no, it's not right. I got to go down below.
I know.
So
the ice just pools at the bottom of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And then they got this little scooper. It's like you're going to mm-hmm. you know, an ice cream shop and you
yeah.
got this big thing you got to like dump. And then you got this little glass. You're trying to get just like three ice cubes in and they're all kind of stuck to get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very first world problems.
I was just thinking that.
Very
you know?
First world problems.
But,
yeah. It's funny you say that. Marissa's out of town this coming weekend. She's going out of town. I'm batching it. But the funny part is that the first thing I did was text my mom and I was like, hey, can I come over for dinner?
Wow.
Like these nights. and I'm having dinner with my friend Tyler the one night. So she goes, you're really not going to do any dinners by yourself. You're just going to eat with other people. I was like, I like to eat with other people.
Yeah, there you go.
and more than that, I'm not going to prepare any food because there's no point.
Well, it'd be more awkward to call your parents to come to dinner. Like if she was in town.
Oh,
if Marissa
right.
wasn't telling.
Oh, yeah. They're just like, why? Where's
hey,
she?
Hey, I'm going to my folks.
yeah.
That's not going to work. So,
no.
You know, take advantage.
No.
Yeah, take advantage of the
Well, you know, they said you're always welcome. So I'm like, cool, great. I'll take you up on that. And, you know, I mean, they come to our house for dinner. It's not a problem. But I'm like, hey, you know, let me hang out with you a little bit. So, yeah. I don't know. Wild stuff.
Yeah.
Wild stuff in the life of Parker. You
I
never
tell
know. You never quite know, Father. There's a
partying like a rock star.
Partying like a rock. Yeah. That's right. I'm doing my best. Probably some dish that I used to like 20 years ago that they're going to make. Hopefully my mom's meatloaf. Her meatloaf is top tier. You like meatloaf?
I do like meatloaf, yeah.
Ah, the meatloaf.
Yeah. I'm a big meatloaf fan.
Yeah. That's pretty good. And just casserole my dad makes is really good too.
Mm.
Really good. Really good. Your parents have any big dishes you remember from when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. And I'm trying to hold in a sneeze.
Oh, here. No.
I know. So.
He's holding his nose. Right? It looks like I smell. I showered
know,
today.
I know.
First time all week.
My mom's Slovak. And so grew up with like chicken paprikash.
Oh, baby.
Totally. Yeah. And the cabbage rolls. That's kind of the two big ethnic things. My dad's a good cook as well. So he makes a mean carbonara.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And just a bunch of other good stuff.
The best of both.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Yeah. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Well, now I'm hungry.
I've tried some of those things on my own in the past, but
yeah.
Like for the paprikash, you need like a dumpling maker, which I don't have and don't need.
Yeah. So. I made an actual valiant attempt at trying to make my dad's casserole. And I prepared it and set it down in front of Marissa, and she goes, "This doesn't look like your dad's." I was like, "Okay, well, you can pull the knife out of my back at least."
I know.
But I thought it tasted good.
Yeah,
but
what kind of casserole?
Oh, it's like this beef. It's got, I don't know. I'll tell you what the name of it is. It's called Mrs. Schwanky. And that's because you're laughing because that was the name of the neighbor.
Of all the things you could have said, well, Mr. Schwanky is not what I was
the
thinking.
The neighbor of my dad's family when he was growing up was named Mrs. Schwanky.
And that her recipe.
And that was her recipe. So they've just always referred to it as Mrs. Schwanky.
Wow.
Which is bizarre.
Not Mrs. Schwanky's casserole.
No, just Mrs. Schwanky. And sometimes even he'll say, "Schwanky, we're having Schwanky for dinner." So even more. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird, but whatever. But it's ground beef, which you can also substitute for ground turkey, which
healthier option.
Yeah, you know, cream of mushroom, carrots, onions, little crispy rounds or tater tots on top, and you know, it makes for, you know, we look at the weather forecast for this week.
Oh, that's comfort food.
It's comfort food, right? It's that nice cloudy kind of. It's a nice substitute for soup. Yeah. So, I don't know. I like Mrs. Schwanky.
Well, God bless you, Mrs. Schwanky.
I know.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Rest in power. Rest in power, Mrs. Schwanky.
That's right. No, she's got plenty of power, it sounds like.
Did I ever tell you about the superb coffee cake that I made?
No.
So, again, I was at my parents' house, and actually, Marissa and I were both there, which, again, she was in town, and we were there for dinner. And she was looking for a strawberry jam recipe that was from the Kern bloodline. Mm-hmm. And while my dad didn't find that, because he's got a big recipe book from all of his grandmothers and great-grandmothers, and his mom, who was an excellent cook as well, we did find this one for superb coffee cake. And that's what it said on the recipe card. And this
it sets the expectations high.
Right. But the type on this was different than all the others.
Hmm.
So I was immediately captivated by who this was from, because you know my grandma had a typewriter, and you know it would look all the same, right? Mm-hmm. And there were some from great grandmas and things like that of mine that you could tell who it was from, but this one had no identification on it at all. And so I texted my aunt, my mom's sister, to see if it was from that side of the family, and she looked at some other recipes from that side and saw that the typewriter did not match either.
Like a comparative analysis.
Yeah. So then I went onto Facebook. Whoa. And if you're my friend, people might remember this from like February. I posted on this and I'm like, "Extended family, look at your cards and see if this matches anybody's." Still have no idea who it was from. But it was like a great coffee cake. And that it just so happened that it was the night before Valentine's Day that we found this recipe. So I said, "Well, I'm going to get up and make this superb coffee cake." And boy, was it superb.
Nice.
So yeah, I've got to make that again this fall. But you know, you never know. You just, as I said earlier, you just never know, Father. Mm-hmm. You never know what's going to happen. So,
Excellent. Well,
that was a fun time.
Romp through
lots of stuff.
The kitchen,
lots of stuff.
Yeah,
lots of ground. How about our parish? What do we got going in full swing in a lot of things?
No, it's amazing.
Women's retreat was this past weekend.
I heard it went really great.
I did too. Great.
So that's I love that. Yeah, God's doing so many good things, you know, and working in people's lives in a variety of ways. So it's just so great to see.
And the FFF bye week was this past week.
That's right. That's right.
Now we're back. Bye week.
Yeah, we're back. We're back. So speaking of tater tots,
Ho-ho! Is that a tease?
I don't know. We hit it last time. That time I was...
All right.
It's a good day if I can get tater tots.
I enjoy when they show me the menu before so I can tell people. But that usually only doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah.
That's not
a
slight.
You're here early enough to wake, you know, since you're unlocking, you know, you sort of get
chance. I mean, I feel like the manager of McDonald's at that point, you know, open it up so people can go make breakfast.
That's right.
It's like, all right, let them in so they can do their thing.
Yeah, Saturday morning, the Knights are of hosting a combined event.
Whoa.
Basketball free throw challenge and fishing derby.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm interested in one.
Yeah. Well, I think typically the basketball, the free throw contest is usually in the winter.
Yeah.
But we don't have a gym, you know, and so I think they're trying to get that in while the weather's still nice.
So where is this at?
The parking lot. Yeah, they're bringing in
a hoop.
A hoop, you know.
And then they're going to fish out in the pond.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I think it's from 10 to noon out back. So,
All right.
So, yeah, for kids, maybe I should qualify.
I was going to say, is there an age limit on this? I'll go
drink some free throws. The free throw competition is 9 to 14.
Oh. I could pass
between
for
now and the new. You totally could. But they know you here. So yeah, you have to go to another parish and try to get in on the
I'd have to be like contest. Chad Powers. You see that show on Hulu, Chad Powers?
I saw the advertisement.
It's good. You should watch it.
Okay, I don't have Hulu.
Lots of language. Just warning people with kids.
But I have virgin ears.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Fishing Derby is open to kids up to 16. And bring your own pole if you have one.
Oh, yeah.
And it says bait will be provided.
Oh, okay.
I think it's going to be goose poop. But we have plenty of that around. So... Oh, this is bullet point number 4 in the bulletin.
Oh, my.
Catch a fish that has been tagged and win prizes from $5 to $50.
That's a very...
I would not have thought of that. So apparently someone's going to catch a fish ahead of time, tag it, and then if you catch that fish...
You get a $5
or $50. So it's like a, yeah, it's like a little lottery or something. I don't know.
But that's a
wide... I love that idea.
That's a wide variance in prize, though.
Yeah, I don't know, right. I don't know what the...
Like... We talking like $50 to Amazon and $5 to Wendy's or what?
I don't know.
I mean, there's a wide variance there.
Yeah, but I don't know the. I don't know
when you're a kid, I guess anything.
The prize breakdown. Maybe it depends on the size of fish. But yeah. I think it's a clever idea.
That's
fun.
I love it.
It's fun.
I love it.
And then maybe you've seen the John Journal or something. So the third Wednesday of the month, Bobby's gonna just open up the church and have some Eucharistic adoration.
Great.
From 7 to 9, and so it's really with high school students in mind, they can come with their small group. Or
this
whatnot.
Is 7 to 9 p.m.
P.m. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
No,
7 to 9 p.m.
I was like, that's an early.
Yeah. No. 7 to 9 p.m. But anyone can come. It's the church is open. It's adoration. They're not going to card you. So if you're not a high school student,
one thing you won't get carded for.
Right. You can still come.
Yep.
So
beautiful.
I remember my grandma got carded when she was like 94 once. It was great.
I love getting carded. So, I'm like, wow, you think I'm young. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a funeral last week,
mm-hmm.
and a funeral director out in Oregon, who I used to see all the time when I was in East Toledo, but haven't for like 12 years. He's like, oh, you're still running? I'm like, no, but thank you for thinking that I could be.
You still got some. you're in good form. You're in good form.
So that is Wednesday, and just kind of be on the lookout for that, the third.
Cool.
Wednesday.
Wonderful. All right.
Yeah.
Time for scripture, Father. The best part of our episode, the 28th Sunday. 28th.
Man, it's rolling. We're almost there.
We're almost there.
So this is Luke 17, verses 11 to 19. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And when he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priests. As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said and replied, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? Then he said to him, stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. Yeah. So Thanksgiving, obviously, part of that. The gratitude. And it's not that maybe the other 9 didn't feel grateful.
No.
But there's a difference, right, between feeling grateful and saying it. Just like there's a difference between feeling sorry and apologizing. So, kind of takes it a step out of ourselves and bring it, or we feel appreciative of someone and then we compliment them. It's like next level.
Well, yeah, it's an act of vulnerability,
mm-hmm.
Because if you're saying sorry, it's obvious that you're admitting that something went wrong. If you're complimenting someone, I guess you're saying, hey, you might be better at something than I am.
Appreciate something you're
thanking someone, you're saying, hey, you helped me when I needed it.
Right.
So you're sort of becoming vulnerable in a way,
right.
in a good way. But like you said, sometimes we stop short of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that one who returned was obviously thankful, and I'm sure the rest were thankful.
Yeah.
But again, he went that extra mile. I mean, literally came back.
Right.
Right. And thanked Christ.
And he fell at his feet, so he's kind of like worshiping him in a sense.
Right. Which, again, is a great sort of example. And I think for us, it's just a message of continue to be thankful. And again, I have the had the pleasure of doing the note this week in the bulletin. Mm. And I reiterated a story I've told before. I'll tease that and I'll let you go enjoy it. But it's just about giving thanks.
Yeah.
And it's about saying thank you, even if you feel it, right?
Yeah.
Like you said, even if you feel thankful, even if you're feeling blessed, let that be known, right? Don't be afraid. You know, every day when I go to sleep, you know, well, I mean, I pray more than when I go to sleep, but I look back on my day and I say, like, God, thank you for the great things that happened today. Sometimes I even say, God, thank you for the bad things that happened today, because they made me a better person.
Right.
And I know that you gave me that because you wanted me to grow from that.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not so much like, oh, God doesn't like me, but it's more God's giving me this because he knows I can handle it and he wants me to push through it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so we should be thankful to God first. We should be thankful to the people around us. And we should really let that be known. We should say thank you. Thank you, Father, for being on this podcast with me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you for hosting.
You're welcome.
Yeah, there's a spiritual writer hundreds of years ago, Meister Eckhart, you know, who said, if the only prayer we're ever able to get out is thank you, that would suffice.
I would totally agree with
there's
that.
There's so much to that, you know, recognizing the giver and the gift and all that and how it moves within us to be people, of gratitude. And so that's part of the call here. Our first reading, you know, is about a leper. And so that's kind of the theme,
right.
You know, but certainly we see the recognition of the gift, you know, and the gratitude for it and the ability to let that change us in a good way and really go in a different direction.
Yeah. And I think also, I mean, looking perhaps ahead liturgically to Christ's birth, mm-hmm. and perhaps even more to his, you know, death and resurrection for us, mm-hmm. liturgically, we can look back and obviously we know what happened, yeah. right? But we're thankful for that. We're thankful that God came into this world. And then he gave his son, and he sacrificed and did all these things for us. And then, of course, the every breath we have of every day is a gift from God.
Well, and we even see that actually in our first line of the gospel, you know, as Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem.
Right.
To,
we know where he's going.
Right. You know, and why. And so that's part of the context mm-hmm. of this reading, as they have been for, you know, the last few months.
Yes. Very, excellent. Very good. Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's pray on
that. All right. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. God, help us to be grateful. Sometimes we can feel it, but maybe not say it. And above all, let us have the grace to respond to you in thanksgiving and to count our blessings and know where you've been working in our lives, and to give you a glory for that, and to share that testimony of thanks with others. We love you, God. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love, in the Holy Spirit, and through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father, thank you very much.
Thanks, Parker. Thanks, everybody. God bless. See you.